Well, as all your prayers this afternoon. This morning we looked into the scripture in 1 Corinthians in the 5th chapter, where we were warned about the leaven, the little leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. And his instruction was, to start with, he gave some admonition. He said, your glorying is not good. In other words, you're going along as if everything is good and you're kind of covering over needs. And my desire and my prayer is that in our life, and again, it starts individually, in our homes, in the local congregation, and in the body of Christ, that we not act like things are good when they're not. That we be willing and faithful to deal, and it starts in our own personal life, that we deal with needs or areas that we need to change, areas that we need to move up, areas that we need to correct, and then it broadens out from there. And so in speaking to the congregation, he said, your glorying is not good. In other words, you're not really dealing with reality. And you're covering up. And so he talked about how a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And I placed those two loaves of bread right on the front here to help us remember the power of leaven. The power of little things. And when people start saying it's little, it doesn't matter, you watch it. And you see what the result is. And I imagine that probably in all of our lives there are areas that we wish we could go back when something seemed insignificant, it didn't seem that big of a deal, and we saw how it turned into a big deal, and you wish you could go back and change it. But when we have the powers, when we recognize something is at work, take care of it. And a little leaven, it has a gradual, subtle effect on the whole. Leaven, as is referred to in the scripture, is sin, it's wickedness. Jesus referred to it as hypocrisy. It's referred to as self-righteousness. It is the wickedness and malice that the scripture spoke of in 1 Corinthians 5. And it also has inference in Galatians that we will not get to this afternoon. We'll have to just put that off a little later. And that is false doctrine. But this afternoon, I'd like us to give consideration to 1 Corinthians 5 in the 8th verse. He said, therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And I'd like us to consider here in this place, he's speaking of the leaven as being malice and wickedness. And in the Greek, this word malice means badness. It means naughty. And that seemed like a word we use for children. They're being naughty. But he was talking to God's children, was he not? Saying you're being naughty. In other words, you need to put away your naughtiness. You need to quit doing those things that are not wholesome. You need to put aside those things that are not edifying to holiness. And it also means naughtiness. It means malignity. Malignity is something that spreads. So the leaven of malice, just like bitterness, we think of malice as bitterness. The Greek bears out a little different there. But consider these loaves again. In other words, a little bit of bitterness has a way of growing and leavening the whole lump. So does naughtiness. So does wickedness. And it's something that the enemy would like to come along, and I've heard the term used, a white lie. Have you ever heard that used? Children, have you ever heard that? A white lie. In other words, it's a lie that is actually for the greater good. In other words, it would be better for everybody concerned if I were just to tell a lie here. Now, there have been times, and I'm sure all of us have been in, that it almost seemed like it might be for the greater good to skirt the issue by not telling the truth. But the fact of the matter is, we are always better off telling the truth, because if we want to see God, we can't tell a lie. I told the children, I've said frequently, telling a lie, it is a sin of immorality. It breaks down character to say something that is not true out of our mouth. It's sinful. It's wrong. And it has a way, just you say, it's just a little thing. But it has a way of affecting the whole body. It affects the whole man. It has a corrupting influence, just like the leaven in bread. It has a way of spreading. And here you thought, well, it was just a little lie about this issue. Pretty soon it has a way of spreading, and it affects who we are as a person. It affects relationships. It affects our walk with God. It will separate us from God. And all it was a little lie. You notice I said a little lie? If there is such, a little leaven, a little wickedness defiles the whole body. And especially the children, young people, I want to encourage you, never tell a lie. Always tell the truth, even if you know it's going to get you in trouble. Because there are times, and it starts with mom and dad, you think, well, I'm going to get a spanking, or I'm going to get in trouble, or something's going to happen to me, and I'm going to get some privileges taken away if I tell the truth. But you are always better off to tell the truth. You will actually grow in your character to tell the truth. You're building up because you're doing what God wanted you to do. Maybe you displeased God by doing something naughty, by doing something wrong, but if you will tell the truth, it'll help you remember next time not to do the thing you wanted to lie about this time. But you will find that if you tell a lie, it will be a little bit easier the next time. And there will start to be things in your life that you can start covering up and hiding, and that's hypocrisy, and you will find it starts affecting who you are as a person. So honesty is very important. There is, if you take a cup of clean water, take this water, it's clean right now. Should be. But if I took just a little bit of dirt and put in, just a little bit, what would happen to this water? Make it dirty, wouldn't it? It would be impure. And you could say, but it was just a little bit of dirt, but it has a way of mixing and spreading. That's what unrighteousness does in people's lives. There are people, they start with one thing. I want to give you an example of this. Because keep in mind, Paul was saying, a little bit of leaven leaveneth the whole lump. And he said the leaven of malice and wickedness. And so that's what I'd like us to remember. To remember David. To think about how things have an effect. This leaven of wickedness. David was, he looked out the window and he saw Bathsheba. Had David done wrong? He looked out the window. He hadn't done anything. And he saw some things that maybe he shouldn't have seen, but it wasn't by choice. See, there are things out in the world that we're going to encounter that are not by choice, but we still have power in the Lord to rebuke it and resist it and flee from it. We have that power of decision. But when people choose to keep looking is when we begin to lose our authority that we have in God. Because we made a choice, we made a decision, I'm going to keep looking. That's where the battleground is. But see, David continued to look on Bathsheba, and pretty soon he committed sin with Bathsheba. He committed a sin with her. And you see where just a little, you could say just a little thought. A little, it wasn't the thought, it was the meditation. That was where he got wrong. It was the meditation. Temptation is not wrong. But it was when he began to meditate on it just a little bit that it grew into where he committed an egregious sin. But it didn't stop with adultery, did it? The next thing that David did was, I'm going to have her husband killed in battle. And so he committed murder. And it all started with what we might say was a little meditation in the wrong direction. It defiled the whole body. And then he got in trouble with God. Folks, you say a little wrong meditation leading to adultery and then leading to murder and leading to... There are things in people's life when they say this is a little thing. And again, I would that as parents of the children, young people here, that you understand that little things are important. Good little things are important and bad little things are important to stay away from. And when you say, well, it's not that bad, in comparison to the things that are out in the world, it's not that bad, you better be careful about that thing because it's going to do what that leaven does. And there's a little saying, you are what you eat. What you feed upon and what you partake of actually becomes part of you, and that's what sin does. You begin to partake of sin, and again, it does not stop with just a little bit of sin. It has a way of defiling the whole body until people, and I said it in prayer, but they're not in their right mind because they have been corrupted and they've been defiled by sin. And it started oftentimes with just even some gray areas sometimes, but little things that led them to the place where they are today. So we need to be careful of a little disobedience. a little impurity, a little dishonesty, a little love for the world. There is a scripture over in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. It says, evil communication, it corrupts good manners. When he's talking about evil communication, he's talking about companionship. Evil companionship, it's like leaven. When he said that leaven of malice and wickedness, in other words, it's we are affected by the people we hang around. We are affected by those that we choose to have close communion with. And it's one of the reasons when people start running, I find it interesting though. Sometimes I've heard people say, well, my children are just being influenced by these other people they're with. And I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not sure you recognize your child as one influencing the other. You see, I mean, your child's the one doing it, but there's something about who you run with that has an impact on how we act. Who we choose to fellowship with has an impact on how we live. And that's why when you choose, it's important to surround yourself in fellowship with good, wholesome, holy people. We want to be a friend to the world, but you can only go so far with that. You can only go so far, but when you begin to find a kinship of spirit in the things of the world, the yellow light ought to be going on in your heart. Because you stay around it long enough, their philosophies and their ideas, and this starts getting into some of that false doctrine, but their philosophy of life starts to get imparted to us. The same reason why we need to be careful what you watch, what you listen to, what you read, and you can say it's not that bad. But remember, a little leaven, it leaveneth the whole lump. It will lead to different things. It doesn't stay confined, but it spreads, just like that piece of bread. The scripture says to keep thy heart with all diligence. Thinking about a little wickedness, a little malice, a little bit of love. And I was thinking about the power of love. Love is a choice that people make. Love is a choice. It's more than feeling. It's commitment. It's priority. It's what I choose above everything else. And this is the reason the scripture teaches us in 1 John the 2nd chapter, he said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. See? If we have a love, it means for a small thing, we could say, I love the Lord, but I still love this just a little bit. That is a place that is opened up in our heart that the leaven can come in. And where you have a love for the things of the world, that is the area the enemy will use to corrupt and defile us when we could say 90% of what we're doing, the Lord's pleased with. And that's the reason why when people, and they can sit right in our midst, when their heart is not totally devoted to the Lord, you better watch what the leaven does. Because when you love the world, and that's where your heart is, it's going to have an impact. And the point is this, we're not immune to that. We could say, well, we love the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit, but folks, all of us are human, and the enemy's going to try to get his leaven in our life, so beware the leaven. Watch the leaven and know that a little bit, it leaveneth the whole lump. It has a gradual impact. See, that's the power of leaven. We don't wake up one morning and say, I think I'll backslide today. Most people, now I've known, there may be a few that have done that, but most people, it doesn't work that way. With most people, it works through a gradual sliding back because they are giving themselves to something other than the Lord Himself. They're not watching. They're not being diligent. They're not being careful. And so when we begin to examine our life again, He said, purge the old leaven. I want to say again, I know you all know this here this afternoon, but remember this, when we serve the Lord, we have to get rid of some things. We can't come in and say, Lord, I love you, but yet I'm still going to keep doing my old lifestyle, my old things, my old affections. We have to purge the leaven, the old leaven, and get rid of it. Don't imbibe it. Don't tolerate it. Don't be tolerant of it. But we've got to eradicate it from our life. There needs to be a cleansing from the old leaven in our life, that we could be holy and pure and compact and not puffed up or the influence. If we keep that in our life, we're going to go back to where we came from. And what happens? Once the house has been cleansed and swept and garnished, and the evil spirit has departed, but the house stays empty, what happens? The evil spirit comes back with seven more spirits worse than it was. In the end of that man, it's worse than it was in the beginning. Do you know that's part of what leaven does? When we are cleansed, we have to keep out the old leaven. And if we don't fill it with a true love for God, there's going to be other things going to come in our life, and we're going to end up far, far from God, a lot further than what we ever intended to go. It's the power of sin. Sin does not stay confined. By the nature of sin, it is corrupting. And again, I know I may have mentioned it the other day, but people that give their lives or begin sinning and open up their heart to the sin of this world, they are not in control anymore. That's what leaven does. You can't say, well, I'm going to see if the leaven won't affect this one side of the loaf. No, the leaven is a corrupting agent. It ferments. It affects the whole thing. That's what sin does. And if you get on the devil's ground and you give yourself to sin and open your heart up to him, he's going to corrupt your nature. He's going to corrupt your character. He's going to corrupt our life, our perspectives. And we're going to end up so far from God. And so here Paul again is warning us. He's saying, let's keep the feast. Keep your worship with God. Keep your sacrifices, but not with the old leaven. Neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. So keep your heart with all diligence. Guard your affections. Keep, watch, be diligent. Remember, over in Song of Solomon, it's a very familiar passage, in the second chapter, in the 15th verse, Solomon said, take us the little foxes. Take us the little foxes. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. It was a warning about the little things. The grapes, the things that were bearing fruit, and the little foxes would come in and they would eat those off the vine. And he's saying, you better watch for those little things. It's not a big bear, it's not a lion, just the little harmless, you know, just the fox. But they start eating off the little things in life, and it comes from a little fox. You know, in our life, that's why we have to watch the little things. And I just trust that in these last couple of weeks, if it will stir up our minds, little things have great power. Little bitterness, a little bit of self-righteousness, a little bit of impurity, a little bit of wickedness, it has great power. And that's the reason why as parents, especially, we have a responsibility in our home to watch the little. Say, well, it's not that bad. But here's something we need to consider. What are we creating an appetite for in our home? See, there are things that maybe it's not sin, but it's something that you kind of have to hem-haw around just a little bit, kind of try to justify in your mind. All I'm saying is in those areas, personally, be very careful. Be very careful, because there is power. There is great power in little things. And again, the time that we have to purge is when we become aware. To be willing then to lay things aside. If you see something's having an effect, lay it aside. Come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I didn't recognize. Would you forgive me, Lord? You know, that's where we can be purged. The Lord is not, again, the Lord is not there ready to cut us off, but He's getting us ready for heaven. And we're going to have to get rid of self-righteousness. We're going to have to be willing to say, Lord, this is me. If there's a need, Lord, then I'll... Lord, help me. Help me to remove. Help me to change. Help me for the bitterness or unforgiveness or self-righteousness or maybe a little hypocrisy or a little bit of justification or maybe a little bit of dishonesty that maybe you didn't recognize was there. Or maybe there's been some little foxes that we've had that door open. Or maybe it's a place that we've been loving some things the world, been taking a little bit of priority. Then when the Lord starts revealing that, if our heart is perfect, we're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry. There is power in that little thing, and I didn't recognize it. I'm starting to see through time. Remember when we see the impact of leaven? Through time. It doesn't happen immediately. but it happens with time. You start to see the fruit. And if we start to see areas in our life that the enemy is working, that's the time to come and do what Paul said. And he said, purge. He said, purge that old leaven. Get rid of it. And this is the reason why, and I'll bring this out in closing, that the scripture over in the 20th chapter of Leviticus in the 7th verse, he said, sanctify yourselves. And the Lord brought that scripture to my mind, and it just, I started thinking about some of the different thoughts where he said, and I already mentioned it, keep your heart with all diligence. He said, keep thyself pure. And here he said, sanctify yourself. And all of a sudden it's like, well, Lord, what part are you playing in this? The Lord's going to give us the grace and the power to eradicate any leaven that starts to get in our life. Anything that begins to cause a gradual, see, it's the devil's sly, isn't it? A gradual change, a gradual drift, a gradual influence away from that place of purity, that center of God's will that the Lord wants us to be. And so that our place is to sanctify ourselves. When we see those areas, we can sit back and say, oh Lord, just work. But we need to do what we can while we pray and while we seek the Lord for His divine power. If we can make changes in our life, if we can maybe need to get rid of some things or take some things on or change a habit or take something on, that Lord, I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to sanctify myself and make whatever changes I need to that I could stay in that place of God's life. So we need to purge ourselves of the old leaven. And we need to have that unleavened bread of sincerity and in truth. Let's beware of little things this afternoon, because a little leaven, just a little bit, leaven.